The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So formally, hello and welcome to this rendition of Happy Hour. So for today's practice, I'd like to bring in something that's thematic and also bring in some Buddhist practices into that. So, okay, so what do I mean by that? Right. So it's the Olympics, as we all know, and I was quite touched by learning that one of the athletes, Simone Biles, who's a young gymnast, and if I heard correctly on the radio, she's the most decorated female gymnast. Anyway, so she decided to pull out and not compete because of mental health. And what I heard is that it's very common for gymnasts, etc. Well, not very common, but you know, the reason why they would pull out of competition at the Olympics at this stage usually is because of an injury. It's physical health. It has never been mental health. And her making that statement, really that courageous statement of self-care, is so inspiring to really not just take care of our physical health but our mental health. And of course we can imagine how much pressure an Olympian like her would be under, and of course we all have pressures in our lives of different kinds. So self-care, of course, I mean, we know this in many ways. We already know this as practitioners. And yet it is wonderful to see it in the zeitgeist. And I think Olympics being an international event that unifies all of humanity, to see an Olympian at this level really take a step to take care of herself for mental health is, I just wanted to bring that in. I wanted to bring that theme in as worthy of our happy hour to give a nod to, for all of us in this community, for all of us taking care of ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally, self-care. And not being ashamed of it. There is no shame in self-care. There is no shame. It's so important, and it's actually an act of courage. It's really an act of strength. And you know, we can see it perhaps for Simone Biles, you know, when I see for her, wow, that's very courageous. Yay, you go, girl, you know, pulling out for mental health. Wow, what an act of strength, right? I can see it for her. You can see it for her. I trust you can. Now see if you can see it for yourself. If it's possible for you to see it for yourself. You know, if there's a day you're just not, it's so too stressed out. It's just too hard. Would you think of it, oh no, I'm going to push through. I'm just going to push through. And no, oh, my mental health is not important enough. I'm not sick. I don't have an illness. Do we not see it for ourselves? Do we appreciate it for others, but not for ourselves? So that's one reflection I like to bring up for us to sit with in this happy hour. Appreciation of self-care, the courage of self-care. And the other theme I want to bring in is one practice to offer ourselves self-care. There are many ways to offer self-care. The practice of metta, compassion, presence. And the way to, like, I'd like to invite us to explore tonight is one of holding presence in the physical body. So just as the Buddha, you know, there is the image of the Buddha, common images, statues, or the mudras, the mudra, this hand movement of the Buddha touching the earth, grounding himself. I think my computer just froze. All right, my computer just froze. Here we go. So the mudra of the Buddha touching the earth, grounding it. As earth may be my witness, I am here. I am here. I have the right to be here. I am here. So connecting with the earth, the sense of stability of the earth, touching the earth with our bodies. And also feeling the solidity of the body, the earth element in the body, throughout the body. So that's another thing I like to bring in, because at times when the mind is going all over the place or it's just very challenging, this can be a support, this grounding oneself, feeling sensations of the earth, grounded in the earth element in the body, throughout the body can be very grounding. So I'll bring that in the invitations as we explore tonight. So let us continue. Oh, I hope my audio is still coming through. Audio coming through. Image keeps getting frozen, but as long as the audio is coming through, that's great. Okay, so let's get into our practice posture. Let's start our practice together. So, landing in our bodies. Landing in this moment. Connecting with the felt sense of this body connected to the earth, supported by the earth, touching the earth. Rising up from the earth, feeling our spine, the sense of integrity, sitting upright. Well rooted to the earth, with our feet, our legs, our sit bones. Resting on the earth. Earth on earth, resting on the earth. Earth, unearth. Earth giving itself, giving its weight to the earth. The whole body, this body as earth element, parts of it solid, heavy, resting on earth, feeling supported by the earth. As if we have an image of this body sitting, this whole body. Turning the gaze of our awareness internally all throughout the body. Feet, sit bones, abdomen, chest. Arms and hands, neck and shoulders, face. In our own time, feeling the settledness, the solidity. Be such a sense of comfort coming home to the body. And especially be stabilizing, calming, soothing to the heart, to the mind. Feeling this comforting solidity in our bones. The touch points. Even places in the body where it feels empty, vacuous. See if you can feel the sensations. The solidity of the earth element. And if it's hard, feel the solidity of the area surrounding this part of the body. As if supporting, saying, it's okay, you're supported. Whatever tenderness there is in the heart and the mind and the body can be supported with the stability, with the solidity, the rootedness of the earth element. Elsewhere in the body, wherever accessible, the touch points. Maybe the whole body is a whole block. As if you're looking at yourself, seeing yourself. This entire body, the solidity, uprightness, integrity, rising up. If you've never tried this, it would be helpful, especially if you're stepping out of yourself for a moment and have an image of this entire body and stepping back. Stepping back in the solidity, the whole body, earth on earth. And this sense of presence, solidity, earth, element, earth sitting on earth. Feeling connected to the earth. Supported by the earth, you belong here. Can we feel the sense of support? This earth element, both connected to the earth and the solidity of in our own bodies, comforting, supporting, caring, loving, grounding. Imbued with a sense of metta, with care. It's okay. It's okay. To allow for the courage to recognize we need to care for ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally. It's an act of courage to connect and care, make space. And wherever a sense of stability is available, whether it's throughout the body, just feeling the contact points, the feet, the legs, or the hands, that's enough. If you like, you can experiment with putting the palm of your hand, your heart center. Connecting with yourself, making a connection, solidity, sense of touch, feeling, sense of care, support, of touch. Contact is elemental. can imagine it's either your hand or the hand of a good friend, someone who cares about you, touching you, supporting you. Let yourself be surprised. Your body knows the magic of touch. As if borrowing from the strength of the earth, this element, this body, the strength, the support, the strength of compassion, of care. And shining out the metta in the remaining minutes of this practice period. As we feel supported by the earth, feeling the solidity of this body. Letting the care, the goodwill, shine out, touching this body first and shining out to all beings who need to take time for self-care, for mental health care, emotional health. May they be well. May all beings, including this being who is me, have all the resources, the support they need to take care of themselves happily. May all beings, including this being who is me, have mental happiness and ease. May all beings, including myself, recognize the need for self-care and when it is needed. And to take care of oneself happily, with ease. May all of us beings have well-being. Goodness and ease. May all beings everywhere have mental and physical well-being. May all beings everywhere be free from suffering. Thank you all. So we explored the theme, begin this theme of self-care with not just physical care, but mental suffering, mental health. And then one way to actually express that, bring stability, sense of care, holding, is through this practice of the solidity of the body, grounding the body, the earth element. And both from my teaching and practice, I found this to be so important. Have you noticed that sometimes if there's a lot of mental distress, mental unhappiness, agitation, you know, the body feels as if it contains smoke, as if the body is just, you know, there's no solidity in the body. As a human, I've experienced that, and I've also experienced and witnessed that for many practitioners, especially if they're in very difficult mental states. So bringing this embodiment, sense of grounding in the body with the solidity, earth on earth, the Buddha sitting on earth, touching the earth. So that's one aspect. It's so important. Just the sense of metta, care, feeling the body, the whole body, solidity, uprightness, support, the calming, soothing, lovingness in that, the sense, and something magical, nurse, in the sense of touch, you know, again, as little babies, newborns, when they're cuddled, they calm down. There's a sense of, oh, they, when there is pressure in their joints, when they feel the solidity, right? When they're held tight, oh, they calm down. They feel the sense of love and care. And for us, it's similar. So touching ourselves, touching our heart center with our hand, holding ourselves, or just mentally touching ourselves, all sense of solidity throughout the body, is both can bring up a sense of stability as well as sense of care, metta. There's so much here. There's so much both science here as well as practice of all of us experiencing on our own. Oh yeah, I feel more stable, more supported. Earth on earth, I belong here. So there's so much more I can say, but I'd love to hear from you. So you can raise your Zoom hand, please, to share what it was like for you for the benefit of the Sangha. You can also type it in chat. And Bill, please.
Yes, hello. I really enjoyed the sense of being embodied. And I just wanted to say that not too many weeks ago, I wasn't able to really do that. But I think you've helped me a great deal there. And I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very satisfying. Would that be the right word? Maybe.
Sure. Absolutely. It is satisfying to connect, to be embodied. Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you for that, Bill. And you wanted to say something else, I thought. Yes?
I think I've said it.
Oh, okay. Stop. Okay, great. Thank you, Bill. I'm delighted. Yay, I feel mudita, vicarious joy for your ability to feel embodied after these many weeks of practicing. I do remember the times you would say, I'm not embodied. So yay, I cheer you on. Fantastic. And the whole Sangha cheers you on. I see smiles on people's faces. This is so sweet. Thank you, Bill. And someone on the phone, please.
Hi, everyone. This is Melanie. I usually join on video, but I decided to call in via phone today. I've been thinking a lot about Simone Biles and like watching the Olympics and gymnastics really closely. And for those of you who follow it more closely, Simone actually said that she withdrew because she got what in gymnastics is called the twisties, which is like when you basically lose sense of where you are in the air. And it's like so incredibly dangerous for gymnasts because they can like land on their head, like they don't know where they are. And so I thought that was just so relevant to this practice, like this idea that she withdrew because she had like lost sense of where she was and she needed to like reconnect her mind with her body, and how much that connects to meditation and just having that awareness of like, oh, my mind and my body are too separated right now. I need to like, you know, withdraw and focus on myself and bring them back together. So I really admire her, and I think it is just like so related to this practice.
Yes. Thank you so much, Melinda, for adding this detailed, nuanced detail. And oh my goodness, I got chills as you were describing this, you know, the connection, which I hadn't heard of yes, connecting, knowing, connecting to her body, which is what we did tonight, inspired by her. Beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing this nuance in. I'm touched and so heartened. Thank you for that comment. Trevor, please.
Yeah, hey. before I joined tonight, I just got into a huge blowout with my family. You know, like it rarely happens in that manner. My dad has stage 4 cancer, and he's potentially one of the most difficult people to deal with in terms of just not in touch with himself at all, and just not willing to, just very stubborn, very old school stubborn. And even before the blowout, I had just been talking with a friend about how I have to have that sense of equanimity and do my best to take care of myself and know what that means and what that looks like, to practice that and to give it to his treatment and love for him what he needs without any expectations. And that's a very difficult thing to do with a very difficult person. And just feeling the intense, just real bodily discomfort and almost pain that comes with that kind of level of blowout. So, just thank you for having these every night, even though, you know, so rarely here.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank you for being here and practicing for both your own sake and the sake of your dad and your entire family and everyone whose lives you touch. Yeah. It's hard. What you describe is very hard. Holding you with care, compassion, as you hold yourself, with the stability, with the grounding that I know, I trust you can have for your own sake in your practice and everyone else.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for your practice and dropping in tonight, especially after the blowout. Hope this was supportive for you.
Yeah, it was.
Great. Yeah. So, dear ones, let's turn our attention to practicing in small groups. Oh, one more reflection. An hour before the sitting, I came across a word, Bhumisparsha Mudra. So I looked up what it meant. It's the mudra of touching the earth. Oh, great. Thank you. That's lovely. Bhumisparsha Mudra. I didn't know the name of it. Now I know. Bhumisparsha Mudra. Thank you for that. Lovely. So let's turn to practicing in small groups with solidity, connecting with the earth, embodiment for ourselves, supporting each other, and learning from each other. So, as always, we'll start with 15 seconds of silent metta for ourselves and each other, and then sharing as little or as much as you'd like to share about your practice. So, here are the rooms, they're created, and I will open them now. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. The rooms are closed. And since we, I think we took time at the other end with reflection, so it's 7 o'clock. And I'll close our session actually by making a correction. I think I said Simone Biles is the most decorated. According to Wikipedia, I correct myself, she's the most decorated American gymnast and one of the greatest and most dominant gymnasts of all time. So just wanted to correct if I remembered wrong her accolades. Anyway, so thank you all. Thank you for your practice. We'll close the session and I'll stay a couple minutes extra. If you'd like to stay and share reflections, I'd love to hear if there's things that you discovered with this practice that were new for you. So that for the benefit of myself and Sangha. So thank you all for your practice, for showing up and cultivating this practice for yourself and the sake of all beings everywhere. May all beings be connected to their goodness, to their body, feel supported on this earth. May all beings be free. Thank you.